broadly that Secretary Kerry, our team in this building across the U.S. government, are putting every effort behind finding any Americans being held overseas, every intelligence tool, diplomatic tool. Secretary has reached out to over 4 dozen countries about Americans being held overseas writ large to try and bring these people home.
The Islamic State claims a Jordanian airstrike killed Mueller, who was being held in a building in the Syrian city of Raqqa. Mueller was taken by the Islamic State when she was leaving a hospital in Aleppo in 2013. Yemen Shiite rebel eyes finalized their takeover of the country on Friday, announcing they had dissolved parliament and are setting up a new presidential council. The Houthi militia said in a televised statement the five-member council will manage the majority Sunni country for up to 2 years. In New York, a spokesman for the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the UN chief is greatly concerned by what they called Yemen's power vacuum. The Houthis have been in control since they took over after the president resigned last month. The annual security conference in Munich, one of the world's largest gatherings of political leaders focusing on security issues, opened Friday with stark warnings over the current climate of threats. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg pointed to extremists outside of Europe as instigators of crises in the European part of NATO.
North Africa and the Middle East are also in turmoil. States are breaking up and conflict is at our borders. Extremism is fueling barbaric violence across the region and inspiring terrorism on our own streets.
The Munich Security Conference runs until Sunday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif to meet a March deadline for a framework deal to rein in Iran's nuclear program. Iran and the so-called P5+1, the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany, have been trying to reach a final agreement by July 1st. Iran maintains its nuclear program is peaceful. This is VOA News. Talks in Moscow between Russian President Vladimir Putin and the leaders of France and Germany on a peace proposal for Ukraine have ended without an immediate deal to end the 10-month pro-Russian rebellion in Ukraine's east. And now German Chancellor Angela Merkel heads to Washington Sunday for talks with President Obama. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
This will be President Obama's chance to hear from an important European ally before deciding whether to send lethal aid to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia-supported separatists. The impact on Germany's trade relations with Russia is a big concern for Mrs. Merkel, and part of the reason she doesn't want to send weapons to the Ukrainians. Stephen Pfeiffer is a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
The Germans tend to be, I think, a bit shy about these kinds of hard power. It was interesting to me, though, that Chancellor Merkel said, "We will not provide." She did not say, "Nobody else should provide it."
For both Mr. Obama and Ms. Merkel, the goal is a diplomatic solution. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
Search teams have recovered three more bodies from Taiwan's Keelung River that happened Saturday morning, bringing the death toll from Wednesday's Trans-Asia Airways plane crash to 38. Five people on board Flight 235 are still missing. 15 people survived. Investigators said Friday that the two turboprop engines failed to provide enough thrust to lift the aircraft, sending it into the river shortly after takeoff from Songshan Airport in Taipei Wednesday morning. Officials said Friday that it was too early in the investigation to determine the cause of the engine failure. According to state media, North Korea has tested a new intelligence anti-ship rocket to be deployed across the Navy. Across its Navy, that is. Pyongyang's official Korean Central News Agency reported the exercise was carried out by the North's East Sea Fleet and monitored by leader Kim Jong-un. The report did not give a location or a date. Despite heavy sanctions imposed by the international community, North Korea has pushed for the development of new ballistic missiles and rockets. Once again, our lead story, security officials in Iraq say two suicide bombings in Baghdad have killed at least 23 people. Saturday's blast wounded dozens of others. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for those blasts. And in another development, the remains of at least 16 members of the Yazidi religious minority have been found in a mass grave in northern Iraq. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.